40 years ago, that interstate down there didn't exist. Back then, cars came across the country a whole different way.
How do you mean?
Well, the road didn't cut through the land like that interstate. It moved with the land, you know? It rose, it fell, it curved. Cars didn't drive on it to make great time. They drove on it to have a great time.
The voice of Bonnie Hunt there is Sally Carrera talking to Owen Williams, Lightning McQueen, from the 2006 movie Cars. They're reflecting on Route 66. It runs from Illinois to California, but here in Northeast, we have our own. It's Route 1, and it is the longest north to south road in the U.S. Starts up in Kent, Maine, ends in Key West, Florida. And a portion of it runs through Saugus. You may know, in its heyday day, we had neon, flashing signs peppered the road. People drove from around the region to eat and drink and be entertained along that stretch. Part of the culture was Kowloon Restaurant. For decades, it was the spot for good food and scorpion bowls. But now the karaoke hub is changing alongside Route 1, the route it calls home. With us now, Bobby Wong, co-owner of Kowloon. Bobby, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Bobby, what is your earliest memory of Kowloon?
My earliest memories, it definitely was a lot smaller. It was, my parents had taken it over from my grandparents. My grandparents had started it in 1950 with about 30 or 40 seats. My parents took it over in 1958. And my earliest memories was being really young, and my parents, naturally, we didn't have a lot of babysitters, and they would take my family, my siblings, and myself to the restaurant while they were working. And a lot of days that would happen. And I remember just being at the restaurant with my siblings and trying to entertain ourselves while they were working. And in some cases, me and my brother would throw a we wouldn't throw a baseball around because we wouldn't want to break anything, but we'd had roll up socks or something like that and play catch with it while my parents worked and hopefully stayed out of the way, which more often than not probably what didn't happen, but they were really kind to us in terms of putting up with all of that.
So Bobby,
that's the earliest memory.
That really underscores that Kowloon was a family affair as well as one of these big, beloved, larger-than-life businesses, restaurants on Route 1. You know, we had the giant orange cactus with the Hilltop Steakhouse, for example. There's the famous big dinosaur, which is still there, although the business behind it isn't. Things are changing now. And so you and your siblings who now have grandkids of your own, it's not a future where they're going to be throwing socks around in a giant, giant restaurant anymore. Is that right?
That's right. Things really have changed from the time that I first started working there and just visiting there. And the buildings have come and gone. Institutions like the Hilltop Steakhouse, which was probably one of the most busiest restaurants in the country at one point, they've come and gone. There used to be a Valley Steakhouse. So many different restaurants that I can't keep track of. Augustine's, which was a big Italian restaurant. And nothing seems to last forever, and that's apparently that's the way life is. So right now we're in the midst of trying to figure out what we want to do for the rest of our lives and whether it's going to be in it won't be in a large restaurant, but, you know, we're getting at that age and where it's demanding, and we see change coming in the future.
So there have been reports that you're going to tear down the big restaurant, build something smaller, create some mixed-use opportunity on the site. Is that the direction you're going?
Definitely. We have a great team that we put together. Everybody always looks at an exit strategy, and the only way I can think of it as it's not a total exit. It's going to be one foot in, one foot out type of situation where we'd like to downsize the restaurant part of the operation, but maybe venture into a partnership with a great developer that we know, Michael Touchette, and, do other income streams such as apartments, and hopefully that would be handed down to the next generation.
And are you at peace with that? I mean, times do change. And it was a big, big restaurant. I know that's not where we are today, especially post-pandemic. Are you at peace?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, if you asked me 20 years ago, I wouldn't even think about it. And I would be kind of struggling with not having to go to the restaurant every day and do what we do. But definitely at peace now where, you know, I know this can't go on. I can't keep doing this forever as well as my siblings. None of us can keep doing it forever. So we don't want to wake up one day if we didn't start planning and we wake up one day and realize that we have a 1,200-seat restaurant and none of us want to work in it and we can't go, don't want to go in anymore, what are you going to do? So what we're doing now is putting out, you know, planting the seeds for what happens. And because we're doing it now, we're able to do it in a controlled, timely fashion where we're not racing against the clock or anything like that. And we know it's a long process. You know, we just got permission from a special permit to actually go from 55 foot in height to 67 and 8 inches or something like that. So we got the special permit. You know, the town of Saugus was really gracious and worked well with us together along with our neighbors. And we would get that passed. And now the next step is going to be even probably more, a lot more work where we got to finally put things on paper and get the permits from the planning board.
Well,
and we'd like to work well together with them, and hopefully it works well.
All right. Bobby Wong, co-owner of Kowloon, will be watching as that progresses, and we wish you luck, Bobby. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So Kowloon is one presence on Route 1. We want to look at the route kind of writ large. Grant Welker is joining us. Grant's been following the changes on Route 1 and the changes for Kowloon. He's a projects reporter with the Boston Business Journal. Grant, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. And I appreciate, as the father of a two-year-old boy, you leading with that line from Pixar, Cars, sends me back. I've seen that movie more times than I can count, but it's so appropriate.
Yeah, it did kind of feel like a match. We'll go out at the end of the segment with a little more from the movie. reactions to what you just heard from Bobby and how that gels with what you're watching unfold on Route 1, Grant.
What's going on with Kowloon these days really is it's kind of a two-part story in some ways, the two elements of both a family business, something that can be very challenging to bring from one generation to the next. Bobby was talking about looking ahead, and he used the term of kind of an exit strategy. And it's the central place in a community and a region's identity that a place like Kowloon has. It's so central to the cities and towns just north of Boston. So many reunions and anniversaries and communions and bar mitzvahs and so many more have been held there for generations. It makes perfect sense why its potential, not even demise, it's not even closing, but just the fact that it would be drastically changing is really resonating with people.
And much is changing along Route 1, especially as we seem to be moving a little away from the car-centric society to more walkable. People are, after the last couple of years, especially dining, you know, take out more than in a restaurant. Are you seeing massive changes on Route 1, and what direction do you think it's heading?
There have been so many changes, and you mentioned them. I think so many people think of Hilltop Steakhouse, and yes, you do see the neon cactus still there. Of course, now it's standing over a mixed-use development with a bunch of smaller retailers and a series of apartment buildings. You have the dinosaur, the orange dinosaur from the former mini golf, and that too is with a mixed-use development. And these are denser projects. They are less from that auto-centric era, and I think it's really telling. It's kind of funny that another relic of Hilltop is the old, I don't know if they're made out of plexiglass, but the old cows that used to be there that you kids can sit on and play with. They're now at Market Street in Linfield, where those types of projects, like if you look at Route 1, this stretch of around in and around Saugus, you have Market Street and Linfield kind of on one end, you have Assembly Row and Somerville roughly on the other. And these are more the new era of shopping and spending time. They're mixed-use developments, so they have restaurants, they have apartments, they have offices. They have all sorts of different things to do, and it's not along a busy, loud stretch of road like Route 1 that really was very much of its era, mid-century. And that's as busy as Kowloon still often is. That's not the way that we tend to shop or spend our time these days.
So in our last minute or so, do you imagine, especially, you know, Route 1, you can go a long time before you can even turn around, right? And it's a very busy road. Do you imagine that this transformation is possible there?
It's hard to imagine that there won't be continued transformation like this, where you look at Kowloon, and as packed as its parking lot may be, it is just a huge parking lot, and that's not really the Route 1 of what we're facing these days. I think there's going to be a lot more transformation like this. Just down the street, there's Square One Mall that has really fallen on hard times, and whether it's that location or others, there's so much value in these properties, and to think that there's not going to be a lot more of these, it certainly will be, and it will look like these newer developments. It won't look, unfortunately, or for better or worse, it won't look like these ones from a couple of generations ago.
All right. Well, Grant Welker is projects reporter with the Boston Business Journal. I know you've been kind of following the progress on Route 1. Grant, we are interested in following it too. I appreciate you joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you.